How often do you find yourself exhausted? How often do you get a feeling that you need a break? I'm sure in this pandemic era, probably more than a dozen times daily. Welcome back to Love Yourself First, a show that helps you manifest, rediscover, and practice self-love. I'm your host, Megha Ladi. And we'll today talk on how it's essential to rest whenever you need it. Every time we feel tired, the first thought that hits our mind is that pampering session at the salon or our comfort food. That forms our basic definitions of self-care in today's state. While all that is important, there's seldom anything as essential as rest. And what's more surprising is that rest too can be done in several forms to soothe ourselves. Let me share a few easy and common ones for all of you. Resting your body. This is one of the most common known resting techniques. We all know that feel of keeping our eyes open when all we wish is shutting them, owing the tired feel. It's a no-brainer, but the thumb rule is, if you need physical rest, you must sleep properly. You may choose to sleep an extra hour or a bit earlier than usual. Power naps are truly power packs if you enjoy them as much as I do. Avoid pushing yourselves to vigorous workout sessions when your body isn't ready for them. You can also practice some deep breathing techniques during the course of the day or perform some relaxing activities. Resting your emotions. Try to recollect those times when you had a terrible start to your day and nothing worked for you that day. Or a day when you encountered a plethora of mixed emotions in a small span of the day. I'm sure this did bring feelings of being sad, exhausted, tensed, confused or worried all at once. Resting your emotions is nothing but offloading all those emotions which have been disturbing you. To avoid being emotionally drained out, it is extremely important to understand those situations which trigger your emotions. Once you get aware about these emotions, you can try to break all those thoughts that make you feel overwhelmed or disturbed. You may also practice some introspection and analyze which specific thoughts trigger most of your emotions. What emotions do you feel are the hardest to handle? What behavior helped you in past to calm down in such situations? What is the best or the worst that can ever happen? Such analysis will help you to base your decisions on a careful thought and not a reaction or approach. Resting socially. Well, this might be a new concept for many of you. Resting socially is basically taking time for your social priorities amidst your busy schedules. Many a times, you put off your social plans as you might be occupied with some work. Avoid doing that. You may instead try catching up with a friend who can understand you well. You may simply make a phone call or a video call if time doesn't permit meeting in person. You may also take some time off and engage with like-minded people or indulge in a networking activity. Resting your mind. Have you ever experienced that feel of insomnia all the night with worries about a lot of things all at the same time? Have you ever felt that you have reached your limits and can no longer process things, and that to rest is next to impossible? This is where you may need to rest your mind. Resting your mind is when you give your brain some more time to process information and stop forcing it to work any harder. I prefer taking some short breaks to recharge mentally. You may note down those thoughts that are unsettling or indulge in an activity you like to do. You may work on your sleep patterns or perform some simple yet easy exercises to relax, such as solving a Wordle or a Sudoku. Resting your creative side. If you are indulged in a work that requires a constant showcasing of your creativity, your brain does need little breaks from all the brainstorming sessions you had. Do detach for a while and take a break. You may step down for a soothing walk amidst greenery, or listen to some soothing music, or simply read a book. Surround yourself with inspiration so that you can replenish all your creative energy. My take: eliminate non-significant tasks and make time for small breaks. Don't lose your mind over petty things. If you don't mind, they don't matter. Connect with those friends, family or colleagues who can cheer your mind. Thank you very much, listeners, for tuning into this show. Do reach me out if a part of this podcast resonates with your life and you wish to share the same, or a query you wish to get addressed from this podcast. Your experiences and insights are valuable. Do share them on Instagram if possible and tag me. I would love to respond to you or reshare your experiences with a larger audience to benefit them. Apple and Spotify users, do take a moment to rate and review this podcast and help us reach more and more listeners. This is Megal Adi signing off, and will be with you shortly with another interesting episode on your favorite podcast, Love Yourself First. Goodbye and have a wonderful weekend.